local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. Getting started here with our top three stories today. For the second day in a row, pro-Palestinian groups rallying on the campus of UT Austin. Today's demonstration, organized by faculty members. At one point, the crowd chanting, quote, Israel is a racist state. So far, there has not been the police presence at the rally, although yesterday, state troopers arrested nearly six dozen people for trespassing. A Haiti Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, officially resigning, and a new council will be sworn in today to select his replacement. It clears the way for a new government to take over amid gang violence in the nation. Experts say the resignation and new council are a good step in the right direction, but what Haiti needs right now is security. And also today, the Supreme Court considering whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office. The case before them today centers around Trump's federal election interference charges. Trump's attorney argues prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. The special counsel's attorney argues the Constitution does not grant a president absolute immunity. The High Court is expected to issue a ruling in June. It's our today's top three stories. A look at our traffic and weather now. We'll start off with the weather. Here's Alan Strum.
Dry weather will continue right on through the weekend. We'll end up seeing a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. It will be a bit humid, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. As we head into the weekend, the weather's going to end up being a little bit breezy. It will be a strong southeast wind, and that will cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it is, I kind of said late last hour that, oh, okay, we're not dealing with a lot, but what we are dealing with is pretty rough. That is definitely the case now. We have an accident report on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be just south of Softly Field Road, causing very heavy congestions going both ways there. Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound, whether it be you're traveling towards 9 Mile or coming from 9 Mile, still very backed up as typical evening traffic causes. Got another accident report on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be just west of North 9th Avenue. So if you are passing 9th Avenue and approaching I-110, we've got some congestion in that area there. 3 Mile Bridge traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze. We've still got some pretty heavy backups in that area as we've had so far this afternoon. Same can be said for Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway as well. Then it's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach, Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Woodbine Road traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, fears of government control and eminent domain reaching an apex during today's Santa Rosa County Commission meeting.
And I know you say, well, this is not eminent domain, but you're hearing overwhelmingly it will have to be. It will have to be.
Again, I'm not ever going to vote and say we're not going to fix traffic, but I will go on record and say I can't speak for them. Me, and I can tell you me and Brad have had conversations, and we've had a lot of conversations over this, yes. We have always said not taking any homes.
Well, dozens of outspoken residents packed into the commission chambers to make their voices heard. At issue was an agenda item where the county was looking to acquire 3 acres east of Hayes Ranch via a land swap deal. According to the agenda item, county staff had been working to identify property that could be acquired for the purpose of expanding the Pea Ridge connector northward to Berry Hill. Well, towards the end of a nearly six-hour meeting, commissioners opted to move forward with determining if the property in question could be used exclusively as a drainage pond for the widening of Berry Hill. They'll schedule a public hearing next month. Also, Pensacola Energy today receiving $10 million in grants thanks to the Department of Transportation.
What that means for us is taking out 50, 60, 70-year-old pipe in some of our most vulnerable communities, and replacing that with the most modern technology that not only is reliable, good for our environment, but also creates economic opportunity.
Well, just over $6 million is being used at Green Hut Court, where 9.7 miles of mains and services from the 1950s will be replaced with much more modern piping made out of polyethylene. The purpose of the grant is to replace unprotected bare steel mains with the piping in two separate projects. Also, Peachtree Park, where 5 miles will be replaced there. Prescribed burn scheduled for tomorrow in the Naval Live Oaks area. Gulf Islands National Seashore says the burns are scheduled from around 9 to 4, but will only, as we read last week, will only proceed if specific weather conditions are met. So I'm sure they'll provide an update tomorrow morning if they are proceeding with those. Ground ignition will be used to limit smoke as much as possible and to help maintain maximum control of the burn areas. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that ShotSpotter is doing just fine here in Escambia County. This after the city of Mobile is doing away with it.
It's working great for us. You know, it's still new, but it's working. In fact, the second day that it was online, we received a ShotSpotter notification of shots being fired. Officers responded and found shell casing, so there was a shooting there, but nobody ever called 911. So it proved itself on day number two. And it's something that it's a tool that we're continuing to use and that has been very beneficial for us.
Ann Wood says not every gunshot that's detected involves a shooting or violent crime, but police still need to know where those incidents are happening so they can get extra patrols to those specific neighborhoods. We'll take a break there, a look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months, or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a really interesting conversation with the Bail Project, an organization that's doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, Thursday at the Rex, about helping people who are basically poor avoid the problem of being incarcerated pre-trial when they haven't been convicted just because they can't afford to make bail. Also, learned a lot about the costs involved in complying with the new EPA rules on PFAS contaminants with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. You can listen to those and every other segment from the show at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five 22 here at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. As we press on here, looking at our state headlines today, although hurricane season doesn't officially begin until June 1st, there's an area of low pressure that's got the attention of the National Hurricane Center.
The system kind of shed its fronts and started to produce some shower and thunderstorm activity near the center yesterday. So we put out an outlook yesterday just really acknowledging that we were watching the system.
That's Dan Brown at the National Hurricane Center, but it's just a 10% chance of developing. It's at 900 miles northwest off the Cabo Verde Islands.
Well, in keeping with that theme, more experts are predicting that the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season will be a very active one. Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania say that there could be 27 to 39 named storms, with a best estimate of 33. The most active season on record was in 2020 when 30 named storms developed.
A state lawmaker wants college students in Florida to be able to carry guns on campus. Brevard Republican Randy Fine posted on X saying it's time for Jewish students to start carrying. Fine is Jewish himself, says he'll introduce legislation next session to end universities as gun-free zones and provide funding to train students who want to safely carry and use a gun.
And Florida's attorney general is suing the ACC. Just when we were talking about the chances of mediation here. Ashley Moody's lawsuit against the conference is for wrongfully withholding public records from review, or at least that's what she claims. Moody is demanding that the conference release their contract with ESPN to either Florida state officials or her office. She says that her office sent a public records request to the ACC back in January, and they have not complied.
Also, a reported associate of Sean Diddy Combs, pleading not guilty to drug possession in a Florida court today, Brendan Paul was charged with felony cocaine possession. The former Syracuse Hooper was arrested last month on the same day federal agents raided two of Sean Diddy Combs' homes. Paul allegedly had cocaine inside of a travel bag.
My goodness. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather before we head into national headlines here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, several spots of note, and for all the wrong reasons. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, just south of Softley Field Road, we had an accident report there that's causing very heavy backups traveling both north and south. That's going to back you up a good ways there. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, is going to give you typical evening issues. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. We also had another accident report. This is on Fairfield Drive, just west of 9th Avenue, causing some backups in that area there. If you are coming from I-110, a little bit if you're approaching I-110, but now it's more if you are coming from I-110 and approaching 9th Avenue there. Let's see, Gulf Breeze, that area there is just riddled with congestion. If you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge heading towards Gulf Breeze, we still got some pretty heavy backups on the bridge. And if you are traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, we've got some pretty heavy congestion there. No confirmation of any accident or anything, just a lot more backups than usual. Dennis Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street if you are traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 526 now. At News Radio 92.3. A look at our national news today. The clock is ticking for pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus of Columbia University. Administrators say they need to clear out the encampment in less than 24 hours or they will be forced to take action. Students want amnesty for any students who may have been arrested or suspended as a result of those protests.
And the University of Southern California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. Speaking of protests, this comes after on-campus ones have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian that she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. Dozens of people were arrested after pro-Palestinian protests erupted on campus this week.
Donald Trump back in a New York City court for the criminal hush money trial. Jurors again hearing testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has explained this week how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 election. Trump is facing felony charges for falsifying business records to cover up hush payments to Stormy Daniels.
And Anthony Fauci, the former chief medical advisor to President Biden, is preparing to testify before Congress for the first time since stepping down. On June 3rd, Fauci will testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the COVID pandemic. Back in 2023, Fauci agreed to testify and also agreed to 2 days of closed-door interviews, which happened in January.
Salvage and recovery crews are marking a new milestone at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Thursday morning, a new deep water channel opened and the first ship was able to pass by the bridge wreckage en route from the Port of Baltimore to Canada. The Panamanian flag cargo vessel is one of several ships being allowed to leave the port since being stranded following the March 26 collapse. Crews hope to have the main shipping channel open by the end of May. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And lastly here, the release of the first quarter GDP report caused stocks to slide today. Gross domestic product rose by 1.6% in the first quarter against expectations of 2.4%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 375 points. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 dropped by 23 and the NASDAQ lost 100.
All right, very good. Finishing up with a recap of our top three stories before the Fox News update. Pro-Palestinian groups on the campus of UT Austin for the second time in a row this particular day, organized by faculty members, crowd chanting at some points today, Israel is a racist state. So far, no police presence at the rally today. In Haiti, Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning today in a new council will be sworn in to select his replacement. And the Supreme Court considering arguments today whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts that he took in office. The High Court is expected to make a ruling in June. And here locally, a six-hour meeting at the Santa Rosa County Commissioner's Chambers today with about 100 or so residents making their voices heard angrily, some of them, regarding an agenda item where the county was looking to acquire 3 acres east of Hayes Ranch via a land swap deal. According to the agenda item, county staff had been working to identify property that could be acquired for the purpose of expanding the Pea Ridge connector northward to Berry Hill Road. A lot was made on social media after a public records request was made and a map was shown on that. And commissioners and the county staff say that it was a conceptual map that was about 2 years old that was the source of the outrage on that. So 6:35, we last hour had Brad Baker, assistant county administrator, on. He'll we'll replay that interview at 6:35 right here on the program. Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minutes, and then we return next on Pensacola Right Now.
John Saucier, former President Donald Trump, spending another day in a New York courtroom in connection to his hush money case. Here's what he said after court.
This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country.
There was another day of witness testimony. Former American media CEO David Pecker on the stand again, talking about his former business relationship with Trump. President Biden speaking from Syracuse, New York, announcing new developments with the CHIPS and Science Act.
My predecessor and his MAGA Republican friends have a very different view. They oppose the CHIPS and Science Act that's powering this growth today.
Through this legislation, the semiconductor manufacturing company Micron will begin the construction of its first two New York memory fabrication facilities, and they'll put a headquarters in Idaho. America's listening to Fox News.
Chesko with your money now. Google's parent company is out with quarterly earnings that blew past expectations, with revenue $80.5 billion also topping estimates. Alphabet also announced its first-ever dividend, as well as a $70 billion stock buyback. Google Cloud revenue and YouTube advertising revenue both topped expectations, too. In response, shares of Alphabet are soaring 11% in after-hours trading. Once Mayor Jacob Frey signs the measure into law, likely in the next day or two, Minneapolis will have the highest cigarette prices in the country. City Council there voted today to unanimously impose a minimum retail price of $15 a pack to promote health and prohibit price discounts or manufacturer coupons. New York City currently has the highest minimum price for cigarettes at $13 a pack. Renewed worries about inflation and interest rates and stocks reeling today. The S&P 500 eased 23 points. The Dow Industrial skidded 375, or 1%. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We know Caleb Williams will go to the Chicago Bears, and the Washington Commanders will select Jaden Daniels. It feels like Drake May will go to the New England Patriots at 3. And I keep on thinking J.J. McCarthy lands with the Minnesota Vikings. What about Michael Penix Jr.? I'll say the Las Vegas Raiders draft him, but I'd love to see him land with the Seattle Seahawks. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We will get another very quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling, this is going to be just south of Softly Field Road. We've got an accident report here. So if you are traveling either northbound on Blue Angel Parkway approaching Softly Field or southbound approaching Softly Field, we've got some very heavy congestion going both ways there at this time. That has seemingly not lessened in the slightest. Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we've got some backups there. And we also have a little bit if you are traveling westbound. This is going to be on Fairfield Drive towards, Hollywood Avenue. If you are traveling in that direction, that's going to be just past W Street, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see. 3 Mile Bridge still giving us some problems. The congestion has lessened a good deal, but you're still going to be backed up almost halfway onto the bridge if you are traveling southbound coming into Gulf Breeze. Speaking of Gulf Breeze, if you are traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard approaching Gulf Breeze Parkway, we've got some backups there still. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach is still looking quite diabolical, if you will. And then the last main spot is if you're traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points.
Texture just came in about Blue Angel, so I assume you did.
Yes, okay. I think that's the first one I touched on. Right. That one's bad.
Very good. Looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 5:38 now at News Radio 92.3. Big night in sports, right, Austin?
Absolutely. Starting with the NBA playoffs, it's Cavs at Magic at 6 o'clock on NBA TV, followed by a TNT doubleheader, Knicks at Sixers at 6:30, followed by Nuggets at Lakers at 9. As for the NHL playoffs, just two games tonight. Panthers at Lightning, you can catch that on TBS at 6, and Hurricanes and Islanders will be getting underway at 6:30 on ESPN2. And then NFL, it's draft day. Yay, woohoo! The first round of the 2024 NFL draft will begin at 7 p.m. tonight. You can catch coverage on ABC and ESPN. You can also catch our coverage on ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. That's going to begin in just about 20 minutes. And then the man who killed former New Orleans Saints defensive end Will Smith has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. 36-year-old Cardell Hayes shot Smith 8 times during a 2016 traffic incident, which Hayes claims he did in self-defense.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember when that happened. Very tragic story there.
For sure.
All right. And yes, of course, the NFL draft. I'm a fever pitch.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You're on cloud nine, Joe.
I am.
You know the name that's going to be called. but you just can't wait, can you?
No, of course not. I mean, been waiting since December when the season ended. That I was like, man, April is such a long way away, and you got to sit through the 4 months and get all there. But it's amazing that we finally arrived here. Very interesting to see how the top 10 shakes out. Of course, you know, the entire first round, but there's apparently a lot of teams that say, yeah, we're open if you want to trade up or whatever for the right price, of course. But will we see the four quarterbacks go off the board, 1 through 4? Been hearing some different things about, you don't know what's real and what's not real. Teams like to throw out stuff to try to keep people off the scent, but
and you never know what a team's thinking. I mean, just like with the New York Giants taking Daniel Jones in the top 10 several years ago. It's like,
He had last year, the big stunner early was that the Houston Texans traded up after taking C.J. Stroud at 2. They traded up to take Will Anderson. That was the big shocker in the top 10 there. So hopefully, you know, because I do want to see the drama. I do want to see trades and just, you know, people on edge there. Also, by the way, techs are just letting us know 3-car accident on Scenic is a partial road blockage there. So that's an update. Thank you very much, Texters, for keeping us on the roadways there. 541 Health Business and Science Notes. Southwest Airlines suspending its operations at 4 major airports. The airline announced the decision today, citing financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. Southwest will no longer operate at Houston George Bush or Syracuse Hancock. Meanwhile, Bellingham International in Washington and Mexico's Cozumel International Airport is also not offering Southwest flights anymore.
And the parent company of TikTok has no plans to sell the social media platform. In a statement posted on a Chinese media platform it owns, ByteDance denied a report from website The Information that said it's looking at options for a possible sale.
A Federal Communications Commission is voting to restore net neutrality rules. The rules block broadband providers from stopping internet traffic to some websites and speeding up access to sites that pay extra fees. Net neutrality rules were passed in 2015 and rolled back under President Trump in 2017.
Also, teen births in the U.S. are at a record low. Michael Kastner with more.
A new report from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics says about 3.5 million teen births were recorded in the U.S. in 2023. That's down 2% from the year before and follows a general decline in teen births over the past 10 years. The CDC says reasons for the decline in teen pregnancy are unclear, but the evidence suggests more teens are using birth control or are abstaining from sexual activity. I'm Michael Kastner.
There could be a global threat to the world supply of chocolate thanks to a viral disease ravaging cocoa trees in West Africa. It's kind of like chocolate's own COVID pandemic. It's called CSSVD, and it's spreading thanks to mealybugs that feed on trees. They've lost 254 million cocoa trees in recent years. There is hope, though, via vaccines. Scientists have begun inoculating crops with CSSVD vaccines. While they do work, the problem is they're really expensive for most of that area's farmers.
My goodness.
So, interesting.
And one quick pop culture headline here before we get into another traffic and weather update. A Beatles guitar that's been missing for over 50 years has been discovered in the attic of a British house. Julian's Auction says that the 12-string Hootenanny acoustic guitar is the same one John Lennon played on classics like Norwegian Wood, and he can be seen playing the guitar in the movie Help. Julian's says in a press conference, or press release rather, that the guitar disappeared in the late 1960s and was recently discovered in an attic in the rural British countryside. It will be going up for auction next month in New York City, and it's expected to fetch over $800,000. Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
Just about 5:45 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Do see that accident report on Scenic. It does not appear to be causing much backups at this time, at least not on our end, but we will keep an eye on it. We do have an accident report confirmed to be on Fairfield Drive. This is if you're approaching Hollywood Avenue. We had congestion in that area, and now we know why. It's going to give you some trouble basically all the way back up to North W Street. So not too severe at this time, but nonetheless a bit hectic. Blue Angel Parkway is the talk of the town right now, though. If you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road or southbound towards Softly Field, we've got some very heavy congestion going both ways there because of an accident that I believe we got either early early this hour or late last hour, so it's been giving us trouble for a bit. Three Mile Bridge, though, on a positive note, is just about clear. We still have some congestion if you're traveling southbound just over the bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze and approaching Gulf Breeze High School. But outside of that, there's not much in that area. Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway still backed up a bit. And Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, still has some standard evening traffic over there.
All right, very good. Alan Strum's got the updated forecast for us.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Moody Blues co-founder and its last surviving member, Mike Pinder, dead at the age of 82.
Tuesday afternoon.
Pinder's family in a statement saying he died yesterday at his home in Northern California, saying, quote, he was a musician, father, cosmic philosopher, and friend.
Mm. And Taylor Swift's newest album is already setting new records. It becomes the first album to ever surpass 1 billion streams within a week on Spotify. This comes after The Tortured Poets Department became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day with over 300 million streams.
Let's see. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is having his conviction for sex crimes in New York overturned. The Court of Appeals ruled that Weinstein did not receive a fair trial.
From our collective hundreds of years of experience, we knew that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial.
His attorney there, the court found the judge in his trial made an error allowing women to testify about alleged sexual assaults committed by Weinstein that were not part of the charges against him. Weinstein was also sentenced in L.A. in February last year to 16 years in prison after he was convicted, and that conviction still stands.
And the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival starts today and runs through Sunday. More than 100 acts will take the stage in total, including the Rolling Stones, Queen Latifah, Big Frida, and Trombone Shorty. Founded in 1970, the Jazz Fest is, as it's known, is one of the longest-running music festivals in the U.S.
All right, finally, nope, that's it. We'll take a quick break here. Wacky stories, good news, and of course, recapping all of today's top headlines coming up next.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure, we'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. from loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Fifty-one here, winding down on hour number two on Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in and recapping here our top stories of the day. Pro-Palestinian groups rallying on the campus of UT Austin for a second day in a row. Today's demonstrations, organized by faculty members, crowd chanting at one point, quote, Israel is a racist state. So far, there has not been the police presence at the rally that they had yesterday. State troopers arresting nearly six dozen people for trespassing yesterday. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning today. A new council swearing in to select his replacement. This clears the way for a new government to take over amid the gang violence that has crippled the Caribbean nation. And today, the Supreme Court hearing arguments over whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office. The court is expected to issue a ruling in June. And a hot-button topic in Santa Rosa County today. Leaders ultimately deciding to table a plan that led to the chaos, meeting lasting well over 5 hours. According to the agenda item, county staff has been working on identifying property that could potentially they could acquire to expand the Pea Ridge Connector north towards Berry Hill Road. The owner of a three-acre parcel just east of Hayes Ranch agreed to accept $150,000 in a county-owned parcel of less than an acre. A public outrage largely centered around a conceptual map that was obtained through a public records request earlier this week and then shared on social media. Here was County Administrator Devan Cook.
The commissioners had not seen that map, none of them. We weren't hiding it from them. We do conceptual stuff every day just to look and see if something's even possible. We haven't even determined that this is possible yet. It's a discussion. Well, and it may...
I heard some of that crowd there. Many residents brought up fears that the county could exercise eminent domain to cut through their properties. County commissioners decided to set a public hearing next month with the express purpose of continuing to look into buying the property, specifically to install a drainage pond for the widening of Berry Hill Road. So that was the outcome here earlier today. A final check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin's got a lot going on the roads. We'll get Alan out of the way first.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, starting with Blue Angel Parkway, because that is still the biggest one right now. We had an accident report about an hour ago. that was just south of Softly Field Road, and now we've got very heavy backups going both north and south on Blue Angel. That does not appear to be lessening in the slightest, so look out for that. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Muldoon Road towards Cerny Road, we've got some backups in that area as well. Could be runoff from some vehicles trying to get out of that congestion, because that is directly parallel to Blue Angel Parkway. Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway still giving us some issues. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Looking here at some wackier stories making the rounds today. President Biden with another Ron Burgundy moment yesterday.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Pause. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
So if you didn't catch that, four more years. Pause.
Yes.
Was the quote there.
And as I said, it ain't even his first time doing that. As you said, it feels like piling on at this point, because it is like a Ron Burgundy moment, because he reads whatever's on the teleprompter. Nabisco announced Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos are coming next month, and you can pre-order them on Oreo's website, and they hit stores nationwide on May 6th. They're limited edition, so get them while you can. I know Joe's going to be first in line, but if you want to be second in line, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Sour Patch Kids, yeah, okay, I'm okay with.
Yeah, they're all right.
But I'm not sprinting out to the local Publix there for a package of them.
Yeah, me neither.
I like my regular Oreos dipped in milk.
Yeah, you've said it time and time again on the show. You're a very simple guy, Joe, when it comes to your dietary likes and don't likes.
That's right. A woman in Indianapolis called 911 last week to report she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she has three kids in her car. She also happens to be pregnant. She told police that she was turning right. Another driver turned left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake checked her, flashed a gun, and tailed her. She said the other driver, also a female, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her. Now we've gone too far, covering her in the car. The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her. So,
goodness.
Curious, Austin. Throughout your driving life, when is the most upset that you have been behind the wheel, and how did you react?
I didn't do all that. I did. There was one time I was driving with my girlfriend at the time, and we were coming down the road, and someone had their toddler in the road, just playing in the street. And I saw him. I mean, I was, well in advance.
Yeah.
But the parents either were paying so little attention they didn't hear me, or they just thought that their kid was entitled to play in the street. I don't know. So anyway, I'm just going at my pace, see the kid. I know I'm going to have to stop for him. Well, the dad stands in front of my truck. He steps in front of my truck as if he's about to take a hit from my Toyota.
Uh-huh.
And it's
And you're going about what, 5 miles at this point?
Well, that's the thing. I'm already coming to a slow. So it's okay. I didn't even have to slam on my brakes. And he tells me to slow down and that I'm going a lot over 20 or something. And I said, dude, I saw your damn kid. I said something like that. And then he's like, don't get smart with me. Dude, I was not going to have a conversation with this man. Wasn't going to get into a fight in the street. I just revved my engine and got out of there.
You revved the engine after the kid had gotten out of the way.
Oh, yes. The kid was obviously.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to clarify that, because
a very important clarification, yes. I wouldn't be here if I didn't make sure the kid was gone.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a deputy show up at the station here and be like,
exactly.
Hey, we've been looking for this guy.
Yeah.
Good news. A video of a California inmate joyfully listening to the music that he wrote being played live has gone viral. This is pretty cool here. The video has 1.4 million views. The video was taken late last month as inmates listened to a live Zoom broadcast from New York City. It's a 9-week program that allowed several inmates to compose music, and then it was performed live by musicians from the Juilliard School, which, if you know anything about the Juilliard School, they are the top of the top notch when it comes to musical students there. So very cool.
Yeah, I have heard of that place. I don't know anything about it, though. I'm not talented enough to go there. A pilot for Polish Airlines proposed over the intercom to his flight attendant girlfriend, and it's all on video. He asked, will you marry me? Then she sprinted down the aisle, double meaning there, from the back of the plane to give him a hug. She said, of course I will. We do have audio for that, but we aren't going to play it because it's all in Polish, so we wouldn't really get much substance from it.
Yeah. Also, you never know when you'll meet the one. A Minnesota couple named Hannah and Alec started dating after Hannah ordered food and Alec was her Grubhub driver. Now they're getting married next year.